Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio. That's where I am this morning. The proceedings carry on as usual. Richie's in our studio in Washington. Kara's there. Molly's there. And Kenny's on the West Coast. Dr. Ken, speaking of, we have two Kens. Ken Kronhaus, doctor of note. And he can sing. Actually, I don't nearly ever gotten Ken to sing. We'll have to try that. We'll get him. He gets so flustered when I throw him a curveball. Oh, come on. Let's have a little fun. Why is it just stick in the mud? No. Good God. Ken Kessler is the Doug Steffens Show social network expert, constantly monitoring Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that sort of thing for trends. What do we have trending today, Kenny?
Comments on the Boston bomber and the trade deal and the Confederate flag.
All right, let's start with the bomber.
Okay, Jonathan says he should spend his life in prison. Murdering him to teach that murdering people is wrong isn't a good lesson. He should spend his days staring at three walls and a door. Death is the easy way out.
Well, death is the way out no matter what. It's always the final solution in this circumstance. It'll take him a long time to get into death row, especially the way they do things in Massachusetts, but it's always a long, no matter where it is, it's 15 to 20 year process. So he lives for another 15 or 20 years, unless they send him to Walpole, where he'll live about 15 or 20 minutes. But a lot of people want to be heard on this, so keep going, Kenny.
Alan says the death sentence will make him a martyr. In my opinion, he should rot in solitary confinement for the rest of his sorry life.
He said he was sorry when he was addressing. This is the first time he ever said anything that was on the record, and he said he was sorry to the families. If that carried any weight or not, who knows? All right, what's next?
One more. Kristen says, I heard his apology, and he's still a jerk.
Well, it's easy to say that.
You got me there.
Yeah, how are you going to get anybody to argue that point? Okay, the trade deal, what are people saying about that?
Vince says, selling the nation's sovereignty down the river, this just has to be unconstitutional.
So is this guy a Republican or a Democrat? Would be my question, because the Republicans think it's great, and the president thinks it's great. Most of the Democrats don't think it's so great. So which side of the fence is he on? Maybe he's on the fence. What else?
Ben says, Democrats and Republicans have demonstrated they are bought and paid for. I, for one, am done with them. Time to end the two-party system.
Right. I'm with you, sir. Let's get a third or a fourth party going. Who's running? You? Me? Who's going to run?
Libertarian Party's been trying that for 20 years.
I sure have. I'm a member.
Two-party guys have been trying it.
Yep. Can't, is these people are so entrenched, have so much power, they push everybody else out of the way.
The libertarians haven't had a whole lot, though.
No. All right, what else?
One more on the trade deal. Joe says, good thing we were too busy arguing about flags to notice what Congress was really doing.
Well, that's really what it was, the old distraction method, the technique. Remember, when the news is not good, it's always good, at least on Sunday night.
Right. Well, does it really matter, though? I mean, I saw it all over the news. Would it matter if it was all over the news? What would people do? So what? So it's on the news that the trade deal's going through. They're fast tracking it. So what? What does anyone do about anything?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody does anything. It takes a lot to get the attention of these people down there. I'm talking about when people, just ordinary citizens, get upset about stuff. It takes a lot of energy.
Molly makes a great point, because we sit around and we complain about stuff. We don't actually do anything about it.
Do nothing.
With the exception I see a lot of movement in this food deal.
Yeah, well, the food,
like the chemicals that they put in.
Remember
our food
what I told you?
And
if you start
labeling.
Telling people that they haven't got a choice in food, the revolution begins. It's about food choice, and if you don't have it, there's going to be a real problem, and that's where it's going in this country. That's why I spend so much time talking about it, because it is, in my estimation, the number one most serious problem this country has. Go ahead. What did you say, Rich? I didn't hear what you said.
No, you see movement.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Kenny, what's the other issue that we have some comment on?
The Confederate flag controversy.
All right. So what about that? What are people saying?
Lisa says, can you name any nation on earth that 150 years after a civil war flies the losing flag over its government buildings?
That's very well said, actually.
Very nicely done, yes.
Yeah.
That's right. The sheer stupidity of it is laughable. Keep going. Yeah.
LJ says, I support the idea of there being a Civil War museum presenting factual and comprehensive information for all the causes of the war.
Yep.
It is there where the flags, statues, monuments, paintings, and the rest should be moved.
Belong. Yep, that's a good point.
People
one more.
Made factual.
One more.
One more. Richard says, good luck getting a two-thirds majority out of those wing nuts in the South Carolina House and Senate.
Thank you. The most entertaining part of the program so far today, as is often the case, are your comments. Send them along to Ken, who is our social network expert, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, up next here on Good Day.
I'm Bob Garrigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It looks like another lawsuit over alleged pollution by an American corporation is going to be made into a movie, but this time it's actually the company that turns out to be the victim. Here's the story. In 2003, the energy company Chevron was ordered by a court in Ecuador to pay $18 billion for contamination that one of its companies was accused of creating in an Amazon rainforest. But Chevron argued that the eye-popping verdict was based on massive fraud, so it fought back in the U.S. courts. A federal judge appointed by President Bill Clinton eventually ruled in favor of Chevron. In a 485-page ruling, the judge said the plaintiff lawyer achieved the historic judgment through bribery, fraud, witness tampering, and other crimes. A book written about the case is so fascinating that actor and filmmaker Brad Pitt recently purchased the rights to make it into a movie. Let's be fair, this case is a real eye-opener, and this time the villain in the story is a crooked plaintiff lawyer. To learn more, visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
It's been 10 years since the Allstate Foundation launched its Teen Safe Driving program. Allstate Executive Vice President of Product Operation, Steve Sorensen.
Since 2005, the Allstate Foundation's Teen Safe Driving program has contributed to a 48% reduction in teen fatalities, and we'd like to see that number get lower.
As they embark on the next 10 years, the foundation took a look at the current attitudes and behaviors of teen drivers.
We found that teens are more aware of the risks that they face on the road, but it hasn't necessarily led to a change in their behavior and how they drive.
For instance, teens admit driving with passengers is distracting. Still, 93% say they do it. 60% admit using a phone while driving, and 45% admit they've driven under the influence. So what is the best way to keep our kids safe?
Teens tell us that the parents are the number one influencer in terms of how they drive. So put the seatbelt on. Follow the speed limit when you're driving. And limit the distractions. So limit the number of kids that are in the car with your teen, and tell them to put the technology down.
For more tips, go to allstatefoundation.org.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bank on yourself.
MedicalPot.com.
Medical pot and what it helps or doesn't from the American Medical Association.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug. Medical marijuana has not been proven to work for many illnesses that state laws have already approved it for. The strongest evidence is for chronic pain and for muscle stiffness in multiple sclerosis. According to this review, which evaluated 79 studies involving more than 6,000 patients, evidence is weak for many other conditions, including anxiety, sleep disorder, and Tourette's syndrome.
Would you prescribe medical marijuana to any of your patients?
I haven't yet, and I don't see the indication right now.
You're so good at dancing, and we've never danced together. All right, let's see. What else?
Shall we dance?
Shall we dance? Yes. More adults are obese. Is this ever going to stop? What in the world is going on here?
It just gets worse, and this is the announcement this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. More than two-thirds of women and three-fourths of men in America are now either overweight or obese. Overall, there are more obese American adults than overweight American adults. BMI between 18.5 and 24, that's the body mass index, is considered normal. Someone with a BMI in the 25 to 29.9 range is considered overweight, and a BMI over 30 qualifies a person as obese.
All right. This really, for those of you who like to eat your peas before you eat your sauerkraut, this next story is for you. How do you choose which food you eat first?
Diabetes Care this week, Doug, the order in which obese people with type 2 diabetes eat their food can affect their blood sugar levels. Having protein and vegetables before carbohydrates is linked to lower blood sugar and insulin levels after the meal.
Yeah, amazing. How, think about that. The order in which you eat, I mean, it makes sense sort of when you think about it, but isn't that amazing?
And this may be easier for people than changing their habits.
Mm. All right, what happens when people pee in the pool? Here's what happens. Ken's got the story.
The news from the CDC this week, those red eyes you get from swimming are not caused by chlorine, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Doug, chlorine binds with all the things it's trying to kill from your bodies, and it forms these chemical irritants. That's what's stinging your eyes. It's the chlorine binding to the urine and sweat. Also, the cough you can get from an indoor pool is also caused by the chemical reaction. The chlorine is not what causes the irritation in your lungs. It's the pee.
You know what? I would argue that point, but I don't have time because we got to talk about why it is a good idea for your heart health and overall health to improve your health with Superbeats.
Doug, nitric oxide, it opens the gateway to the circulation. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and as a main regulator of brain and digestive function, it can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, yes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Here's how you get Superbeets. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Money back guarantee, 30-day supply free with your first order. Nothing but good comes from using Superbeets. Find them at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Top five songs from this week in 1979, into the disco era. Number five belonged to Donna Summer. A song called Bad Girls. Crank it up, Richie. It's Chuck and Joyce going here. Let's see, looking this list over. Yeah, they're all pretty much, yeah, this is disco. Donna Summer's twice in the top five during this week in 1979. Number four belonged to Randy Van Warmer.
Back in the morning,
no, it's not.
You look at the top five list here. Which one of these songs doesn't belong?
Uh-huh.
It will be this one.
This is it. This is an interesting, kind of sweet little silly ballad called Just When I Needed You Most. Crank it up, Richie.
It is. Oh. What do you want me to do?
I missed you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows.
Like Bon Jovi or the Scorpions cover this.
Really?
Yeah.
I just hope that it doesn't happen or hasn't happened to people that we care about in the audience. When you have a relationship with somebody and it falls apart, or that person leaves when you really needed the help or support,
it happens.
We all have to be tough. Some points in our lives were tougher than other points in our life. All right, so let's see. That's Randy Van Warmer, number four this week, during this week in 1979. This song,
by the way, I'd like to remind everybody that's a minute of your life you'll never get back.
Three, it's okay, Richie.
Ring my bell.
That bell? That bell? That bell? That bell? Another bell? Darling, that's a good bell. At least that's all my bells, Richie. Rather redundant tune.
Complicated lyrics.
Yeah, very. At number three, Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. Number two belongs to Sister Sledge. That's a good pop song.
Time for this song. If this is the Wrecking Crew or Funk Brothers, how are they planning to do the instrumentation? Because they never really had instrumentation with these songs. They had an idea. They might have a score that had basic music on it for the singers to sing, but they didn't usually put together what the ambient sound was going to be in the background. They just did it as they went along. They were that good. And I'm envisioning and doing that here with We Are Family, Sister Slade's number two. So back to Donna Summer again for the number one song. And this week in 1979, Hot Stuff.
You know what's funny?
What's funny, Richard?
Donna Summer was a nice church-going girl, right?
Yeah, gospel singer, came from Boston.
Mm-hmm. Her two hits this week are Bad Girls About Prostitutes and Hot Stuff.
You know, she's talking about Hot Pockets.
That's exactly what it was.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And that's American.
Very, yeah, very American.
Although this song was great in Full Monty.
I don't have to
take your word for that.
Yeah, right.
That's a great movie.
I'm sure.
Shot for the day. We have a couple of thoughts. This one I tend to like. I just found this. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. And then our thought from Leo Buscaglia that's posted at DougStephan.com. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Might be something good to...
You realize you just read that over Donna Summer's Hot Stuff?
I did. I was trying to calm down
be a first.
The hot stuff. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Stephan, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia, again, is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ourselves more into the thinking mode. That's what I like about doing this program. I'm thinking. You're thinking. We're thinking. It's important to be a thinker. So how do you do? And welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program 33 and change after the hour. Richie McFadden and Doug Steffen are here with Neil Young. Donald Trump suggested this would be a good theme song for him, right?
He says this is one of 10 songs he was thinking about for that played in the background as he kind of went on the stump giving speeches or talking right to people about becoming your next president.
Yeah, right.
Neil Young not so happy with that and says, Mr. Trump, you're not allowed to use my song in any way attached to your political aspirations. Donald Trump fires back on Twitter yesterday saying, Neil Young's a total hypocrite.
This is the best part of the story.
This is so awesome. This is why it's great to have Trump there. So Trump tweeted like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 times yesterday and says, a few months ago, Neil Young came into my office looking for money for an audio deal and called me last week to go to his concert. Wow, Trump says. He says Trump also posted a picture of himself with Neil Young shaking hands and a screenshot of the monetary request for Neil Young's Pano music service, which is like a high-quality music service.
Yeah.
And Trump ended his rant with a tweet and claimed that Neil Young's song was just one of 10 songs he used as background songs and didn't really like it anyway.
So, but did he say yes or no? Is the reason Neil Young is taking this approach because Trump said no to the loan?
It doesn't say whether he said yes or no. So yeah. Neil Young might start tweeting today, listen, yeah. I went to get the money and Donald was a jerk and didn't give me any money, so I'm not going to let him use my music.
Right.
Who knows?
Why is he a jerk? Just because he said, no, I don't want to loan you the money.
Well, so, if that's the case.
If that's the case. Right. Yep. Here's some news from Lexus, the car manufacturer. This has been something that I know, Richie, I've dreamt about for years.
What's that?
As a matter of fact, this idea goes back to the Future in 1989. Engineers at Lexus have been working with experts in superconductivity to create one of the most advanced hoverboards ever seen. If you've ever ridden in a hoverboard, a hovercraft, it's really quite an interesting sensation. So the picture of this vehicle is posted in the From Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. The hoverboard we're focused on uses magnetic levitation with liquid nitrogen-cooled superconductors and permanent magnets to give the hoverboard frictionless movement so it can be used over land as well as over water. The perfect example of the amazing things that can be achieved when you combine technology, design, and imagination. Kind of a cool thing at DougStephan.com. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by John Snyder, who is a sports guru, been following the Tom Brady appeal, and whether or not he's going to get out of it or he's going to have to pay. We'll discuss that in a few minutes. Right now, I want to call your attention to the hypocrisy. Use that word a few minutes ago, Richie, and I think it's the best word for this. Research has come up with a number of things that most of us do not know about those who are supposed to be in quote-unquote public service. We go into public service, like I'm a town meeting member in my community. I don't get anything out of it other than the satisfaction of when I complain, saying, okay, well, I've complained a lot, so I'm doing something about it.
Well, you get to protect your interests, and that's why a lot of people go into a public service.
It helped me do some things that hopefully will protect the farm in the long run. So I wanted to bring to you some of the things that are part of public service when it comes to members of Congress. The United States of America has 435 men and women who are in service to us, supposedly. So let's see what you think about this and how much public service is involved in this versus self-service. Did you know children of Congress do not have to pay back their college student loans? Clear. Staffers in Congress, staffers, family members, exempt from having to pay back student loans. Two things. Remember now, children of Congress, staffers, don't have to pay back student loans.
Now,
members, go ahead.
Well, members of the military get their college tuition paid for as
okay,
well.
Okay, so is that comparative? Is this okay then?
Well,
I'm making statements
members
of fact.
The military deserve it, right.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying this is a fact. You decide whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
I'm just telling you what they get. A member of Congress can retire at full pay after only one two-year term. You knew that, right? Members of Congress have exempted themselves from many of the laws they pass. You and I have to live with them. They don't. For example,
healthcare.
They're exempt from any fear of prosecution for sexual harassment. Congressman X sexually harasses one of his staff members. It's okay. Never going to be prosecuted. Let's see here. They have exempted themselves from health care reform. This is the latest example of that in all of its aspects. They don't have the Obama plan for them. We, I think, have put up with this type of thing for a long time. It bothers me that in some instances they sort of put themselves above the laws that they create for themselves. And it doesn't make any difference whether they're Democrats or Republicans. It doesn't make any difference. Here's another example, Richie. Governors of 35 states filing suit against the federal government for imposing unlawful burdens on their states. I'm thinking
that we could get three more states on this and start a constitutional convention so that we could change a lot of these things that I just talked about and some of the more serious things that are a real problem. Like Election Day needs to be on a weekend, not on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So if you are concerned about this, there's a proposal that's been put forth by a number of people. This has been all over the internet. 28th Amendment of the Constitution. Quote, Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators or the representatives. Congress shall make no law that applies to the senators and our representatives that doesn't apply equally to citizens of the United States. All right? So, food for thought. But you need 38 states for a constitutional convention. 35 now governors of states say they want one. So, you're going to convince three more. Those of you who are activists, go to the state and get them going. I don't know which 35 are on. You can find that out easily enough by going online. But this is nonsense. More than nonsense. Just not right. Just not right. It's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. If you are one of the millions of people who are in our country that have hair that you're not proud of, perhaps if you listen to me for the next 60 seconds or so, I can help you deal with the causes of hair thinning. I'm talking about thinning hair that comes from the pores on your head being plugged up because you use cheap shampoos and cheap lotions and things on your hair for years. Plugs up the pores. The hair can't grow through. And so if you cleanse them, the hair follicles that are under your scalp come through, and then you have your hair back. The results are guaranteed or your money back by using Provia, which is the first natural hair thinning treatment. It works on the main causes of thinning hair. It's safe, nothing harmful about it, good for men and women, good for those people who treat their hair, doesn't make any difference. So order it today by dialing 800-525-8319. Call now. You get the biology behind it. No, you don't care how it's made. Just know that it works and it's natural. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles for 39 cents. Plus, solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And guess what? My cup runneth over. Man, do I feel pretty good. I have so many great things in my life that my cup is running over. It is overflowing. And as a matter of fact, I want you to join me in this celebration. It doesn't mean we have to go out and drink, but just take a look at everything that's so wonderful about us and so wonderful about our lives. Well, guess what? I'm going to drop the other shoe. I'm going to give you some bad news. If your cup is running over, go out and get a bigger cup, because you've used up all your potential. You've got everything that you need. Why stop? So what I want you to do is I want you to go out and get a larger cup. What that really means is understand your potential. Get more out of life. Don't settle for what you have. Always continue to pursue. Always continue to gain. Always say to yourself, my cup is never going to run over. I just want more. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Now, 44 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. John Snyder is an attorney and someone who's very active in the sports world, forceful trial advocate, strategist. He serves as a counselor and personal advisor to executives. He was recently named to the American Society of Legal Advocates, the top 40 under 40 list of New York litigators. A rising star, super lawyers say this guy has got what it takes. So let's bring John on here, Richie, and talk about the Tom Brady appeal. The NFL executive, Greg Aiello, tweeted, quote, the Tom Brady appeal hearing concluded tonight after 10 hours of testimony. No further hearings are scheduled. Brady didn't speak. He didn't testify. What is the rule on making a ruling here, John?
Well, in terms of the timing, and thank you, Doug, for having me on. In terms of the timing, it's there's no hard and fast rule. I would expect the ruling to come out, reasonably soon, but I suspect they're going to take their time and try to make their ruling no matter what happens, if they don't vacate the charge, I think Brady's got a pretty good appeal.
All right. So does that mean he doesn't get any, there's no suspension, there's no, nothing that applies to having been involved in this as far as he's concerned?
Well, so right now he's got four games. He went before Roger Goodell, who is hearing his appeal as to the length of suspension. It's a little bit strange because, the initial finding that he was involved was done by the NFL's own attorneys, Ted Wells and the Paul Weiss firm, which has done millions of dollars of legal work for the NFL. They were not neutral. Then the suspension was handed down by Troy Vincent, who was working in Roger Goodell's office and under Roger Goodell's control. And now the appeal is being heard by Roger Goodell himself. So this matter has not yet had a neutral person look at it.
John, two questions here. Why would Goodell want Brady on the bench for four games? That guy brings in a lot of money for the NFL. And then how can they, I mean, Brady's got to have a pretty good case here, because when they use terms like at least generally aware or it's probable that he knew, they don't seem like they had a very hard case to begin with.
At least generally aware that somebody else may have done something wrong. I've never heard of that as a basis for punishing somebody. I mean, let me ask you this: if you're at least generally aware that somebody on your team may be doing steroids, are you going to suspend the whole team for that?
So I don't see where the NFL has a leg to stand on in this. I mean, whether you like Brady or not, there's no smoking gun.
There's no smoking gun, and as I understand it, Tom Brady did testify. Did you say he did or did not testify a moment ago?
Doug?
I think that there is something much more important when it comes to the NFL, and because we're short on time, I want to get to what my pet peeve is. I don't care about could care less about this,
well,
but I do care about
10 seconds. Will he get the suspension lifted or not?
I believe Goodell will not vacate the suspension. It will be taken to the U.S. District Court. I believe a federal judge will vacate it summarily.
Okay.
All right. Now, in the 60 seconds we have remaining, the whole business about concussions, the problem the NFL is having with PR, the real problem that families are having and these players are having, how does this ever get resolved without it ruining football?
I have no idea. You need to get some good engineers to come up with better helmets, perhaps. But, you know, I don't even know that better helmets is going to solve it, because as I understand it, it's not the issue of one big hit. It's the issue of 200 small hits every single day.
Right.
A better helmet's not going to solve that problem.
No. Is there, in terms of you being a lawyer, is there a lawsuit here that goes beyond anything that anyone has imagined so far? And there have been plenty of lawsuits on the part of the individual and some of the collected players.
Well, you know, I would compare it to perhaps the tobacco litigation. You know, you have a widespread practice that the league knows or should know about. You have a lot of people that are going to suffer chronic health problems because of it. I would not be surprised in the next 5, 10, 15 years that there were a large class action, a large payout.
All right, got it. Thank you for your expertise. Attorney John Snyder here, focused mainly on the Tom Brady appeal. For your listening to Dancing Pleasure, 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Improvement time. Discussion of what's going on at your home. The seasonal vagaries of what happens to your home in the summer heat and the winter cold. How to prepare for it. That's the job Tom Kreidler has taken on. He's got big shoulders. He can handle it.
That's my job.
And Leslie Segretti, the host of the Weekend Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is quite an enterprise in and of itself. Does a great job. You can listen any number of ways. Go to moneypit.com to get the info on that. And today's questions for Tom coming right up here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Burdine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now?
Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsled. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Tom, I refer to him lovingly as the Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti, do this wonderful program that gets to the bottom line with so many different questions. And this time of year, there are tons of questions about safety. And
yep. Well, here, let's start with Sal.
Right. Sal, I built a large play structure. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Just get it. Ooh. wondering how to finish it. I've been told by my children they'll outgrow this structure long before the pressure-treated lumber deteriorates. So what ought he to do to make it last longer? I mean, I think that's the question, whether it's for his children or somebody else. Isn't that the idea? Well, these things are expensive.
Yeah, a lot of folks think that because it's pressure-treated and therefore pretty much rot-proof, that you don't need to do anything to finish it. But even though the wood won't decay, Doug, it will deteriorate from the UV impact of the sun. So you have all of that ultraviolet energy that's hitting the surface. It's causing it to dry out and crack and check and splinter. And, of course, that can be very uncomfortable on the feet. So I do recommend finishing pressure-treated decks. I do think if they're brand spanking new, that you probably ought to wait maybe one season to let them kind of dry out a bit because they're pretty chock full with chemicals at that point and very moist. But at least by the second season, what you should be doing is applying a solid color stain to it. Solid color stain because it soaks in really well. It's got a lot of pigment in it. And you'll still see the grain come through. And as it wears, it'll kind of fade. And then you can add more. So that's the way to handle that. Just because it's pressure-treated doesn't mean it doesn't have to be.
Follow up to that one then.
Yeah.
My plague house is, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. And it needs to be have a coat of stain put on. How should I pre-treat that? What should I do before I stain
it? What's it made out of?
It's got that that redwood material. Okay.
So you can do one of two things, Rich. If you want to really do it for the long haul, you can prime it first, and you're going to use an oil-based primer, and then on top of the primer, then you'll add a solid color stain. If it's a little more of a short-term project, you can just go with the stain, but if you add the primer, you'll probably get a good 8 to 10 years out of it.
This thing's going to be firewood in 5 years.
All right.
I used to do is dip the wood. If I didn't have it treated, I'd dip it in the engine oil, because around the farm I had barrels.
Engine oil.
5 gallons.
Really? There's a good trick from the farm.
Now, let's bounce over to the West Coast a little bit. A lot of people have been talking about that balcony that broke and those six Irish people were killed last week.
Awful, yeah.
And the understanding of what goes on if you don't have flashing. This is a great example, sad, but real example of what happens when the wood, which isn't treated when you build or you frame a house, not proper flashing, and so the wood rots, right? I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, and it could happen in your home.
You know, your house has three enemies, water, in that order. You know, and if you don't keep the water away from the wood, it's going to decay. And the pictures of the rotted beams on those balconies was just awful.
I mean, and remember, this was built in 2006, so it didn't take that long.
And they did a really lousy job flashing it. There's just no way around it. There's no way that lumber should have decayed like that if those decks were properly constructed and properly flashed.
So is that absolute improper tragedy. Inspection by authorities? What's the culprit?
I think there's plenty of blame to go all the way around, starting with the design to the construction to the inspection. There's lots and lots of places that could have been avoided, and tragically it was not.
Yeah. All right. Tom Kreitler knows he's the expert when it comes to all of this stuff. From the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, it's 59 past the hour. Your home of service. How about that? The Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.